On the telephone with us this morning is City Council Member Tim Mayer. That's going to take 2 years to figure out how to re-say that again. Tim, are you there?
I am here.
Last night I'm doing live radio and a promotion came up. It said, join us tomorrow morning as we talk to City Council Parliamentarian Tim Mayer. And now I'm going to have to go through and cut all those up. Did you choose not to run for re-parliamentarian or election? How did that work?
Well, no, it wasn't. Yeah, I did choose not to run for re-parliamentarian.
Well, it's good that you guys mix it up because with the nine Democrats, you guys need to shuffle every now and again.
He may have made a decision the rest of them didn't like.
Oh, really?
You didn't do anything controversial, did you, Tim?
Nothing controversial? You're not throwing your hat in the mayoral ring? You've only got a couple more weeks to do so.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be doing that anytime soon.
Well, you send up such a red flag such as that. And
so what does a retired city council parliamentarian do for the term then? What are you doing?
You just move to the back bench and get to luxuriate in the not having to chair, run the meeting, which is fine.
So no heavy lifting besides getting coffee for everyone, is that true?
That's exactly right.
Well, that's very nice. Well, it's good that things get shaken up, and we also heard some things shaking up on the council as Daryl Nair last week announced that he is going to throw his hat in the ring. How does that affect your business moving forward on the council?
You mean the council's business?
Yeah.
Is it a distraction?
You've been through enough of these.
I suspect it'll be somewhat of a distraction, but I don't think it'll change the nature of what the council does. I don't think it'll change our decision-making. It's just somebody moving on to a higher office for them, if that's their choice. So, I just want to come back to party leadership again. We do annually change up party leadership, and
Right. Sometimes
the status quo stays in place and sometimes not. It's more unusual for the status quo to stay in place. So the fact that Councilmember Neer was president for 2 years and I was parliamentarian for 2 years and Dorothy Granger was vice president for 2 years is a little bit unique, actually. So although in the past I have served two consecutive years as council president and probably many more than that as parliamentarian, that position doesn't necessarily change.
Our guest this morning is Tim Mayer. He sits on the Bloomington City Council. Briefly, Tim, hold on quickly. Keith has a traffic update for
Jim
everyone.
Jim Inman's just reported in that at 2nd and Corey Lane, there's a pretty bad traffic accident. It's got traffic tied up in both directions. Emergency vehicles are responding. So if you're heading down to the 2nd and Corey north, east or west, you're going to have a problem. You may want to take a different route.
Avoid that area and reconnoiter your east to westbound traffic this morning on all of that. And you talk about, Tim, back to Tim Mayer here, you talk about reshuffling every year. It's not normal. It keeps everything fresh, and no one should read anything into this, correct?
Absolutely correct. Yeah. As a matter of fact, Councilmember Sandberg, who is now the parliamentarian, approached me and said that she was interested and I was more than supportive. So, I've been parliamentarian more years than I can count, so that's okay.
Now, do they come to you to borrow the book? Now, is it like a library where they check it out and give it back to you?
No.
Do you have your own gold copy of Rogers' rules?
Yes. Yes.
See, there you go. You don't have to hand that on, do you?
No.
Okay.
So the gavel has been passed.
That is correct.
The 2015 city council officers are in place and ready to go. So, Keith, what's next on the agenda?
Well, what you need to know is there is no meeting tomorrow.
Why is that, Tim?
Well, that is because we had only one piece of legislation that was would be coming before us, and we deemed that it wasn't necessary to meet and talk about it at that point. So we will meet on the 28th, a week from tomorrow, and go forward. And I'm not even sure that piece of legislation will come forward because, as we talked about last week, this is a tax abatement for a property in the 300 block of South Walnut. And the petitioner changed part of the floor plan. They were readjusting some of the space, and the planning staff deemed that it would probably be more appropriate to take it back through the process to make sure that the the decision that we would make would reflect actually what was being built. That's the best way to say it. So I think the petitioner is going back to the drawing board for a little bit before it comes before the city council.
Very nice. So what's the next week? We were back to normal?
Pretty much, yeah. And I'm not sure. I haven't received my packet yet, but I don't know what I'm not sure what legislation will be coming forward.
Is that the parliamentarian's job to get the packet out to?
That's right.
Oh, there you go. So you know exactly when that should be coming out of the oven. We've seen some mayoral candidates jump in, including one person you've served with there. The Democrats now have three on the ticket. Just from your, as you mentioned, you've been around the game a very long time. Do you think this is the topped out number, or do you think there's some folks that are have yet to throw their hat in the ring?
Oh, boy, that's one I don't know, because...
You hear the feelings and the rumblings and the grumblings.
Oh, yeah. A number of years ago when Mayor Fernandez was running for re-election, I believe, there was no Republican contender in the race until about 5 minutes to 12 on the last day of filing.
Well, that is legal.
Yeah.
And what is the last day to file? Is it Friday the 6th of February?
No, you're asking the wrong guy.
It's coming up. It's not. This is not an open-ended process.
That is correct. It is. It'll be mid-February because it's
the following week. Okay.
Yeah.
Tim, is every member of the city council up for re-election this year?
We had that discussion last week, Keith. Yes, the entire city government goes up for election: mayor, clerk, and all nine council members.
And what about Mr. Mayor and his announcement?
Mr. Mayor will probably walk over to the clerk's office and file.
That a boy.
So.
Good.
Yeah. What term would that be for you?
Oh, geez.
I believe I am starting my 23rd year.
Wow.
So how do you feel about term limits, Tim?
I've never believed in term limits.
Well, obviously not. Tim Mayer is our guest this morning. He's on the city council.
I believe it'll be my seventh term. I'm successful.
Why not? There you go. So that's all going to be up and running. Now, do you have primaries to go through as well, just like everybody else?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Great. Not everybody understands the process or can't remember what day everything starts like me. So there is no meeting tomorrow night, but
that
you will
correct.
Be back in business then on the 28th to wrap up the first month of the year 2015.
That is correct.
Excellent. What's on the radar, Tim? I know that we just got the year finished up, and here we are quickly turning around. We know putting the council together and the parliamentarian and the leadership, that's the first big thing that happens in the new year. What's the next big thing we look at?
Well, I think the thing that we have been promised was that we will start to look at parking. That'll be
parking.
In the first quarter of the year, that I'm pretty sure. Planning staff is working on an update to the growth policies plan. We will be working on that this year. Of course, we'll be working on city budget, which will come forward starting in April, May.
Did you and the county ever get your TIF stuff worked out?
Yes, that was reported in the paper, yeah.
Very
Tim,
nice.
How does the city council this time of year look at what may be coming at them from the state legislature? Are there any concerns, fears about what you've heard may be coming at cities?
Not that I'm hearing just yet.
Okay.
Yeah, not that I'm hearing.
Let me ask you a question. I saw this, and you're kind of the sage old guy around on city council stuff.
Now, wait a minute.
Tell him to watch his language.
I saw a bill, and I know you're a Democrat, and I saw a bill that the Republican wants to do away with straight ticket voting.
Yeah, I saw that.
Why?
Too. Well, I think it's just another way to just attack the voting process. I just don't understand it.
I grew up in Gary, Indiana, and the billboards all said, pull the Democratic lever. People up there didn't know there were two levers.
Exactly.
What I understand, I guess, but if we keep throwing in more and more restrictions on voting, I don't know. We've made it this far, it's been pretty good.
I agree with you, and there's very little evidence that there's voter fraud. Very little evidence across the country, but state legislature. Legislature after state legislature passes these laws about requiring ID and voter fraud, and it's, you know, it's not statistically, it's not even proven. So, yeah, I think it's an unfortunate turn for our country, really.
You have any feelings about in the primary? You've got to ask for a specific party.
Well, I've always viewed it as that you know, the primary is a party election. That's my perspective. So. And I know some states allow you to cross, you know, you just vote for the candidate, and the candidate, I think California has a law, their voter law is that the highest vote gatherer, the first two highest vote gatherers go into the general election. So you can, in effect, have two Republicans or two Democrats opposing each other going into the general election. It doesn't become a bipartisan election.
Have you ever heard of D's crossing to vote for R's and R's crossing to vote for the weakest D
in a primary election?
Right.
Oh, I think that does happen.
Really?
Yeah. Sure.
Wow.
Yeah, I think that does happen.
Well, look at the, but I don't know. Seems like it would take
Keith's
so many
bubble.
People in order to have that make any difference.
Well, I think that's the other part of it. I think people who cross party to vote for the weaker candidate or however they're, whatever their logic is, they're not, you know, they don't have enough people joining them to make that
right.
successful strategy. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I agree. But people do all kinds of crazy things, don't they?
Oh, get out of here. Come on, you're just saying that.
Well, one thing right now, you're saving a lot of money on salt exposure for
the
roads.
Yeah, kind of last year evening out nicely, so that's the good news.
That's right.
So we'll hang on to that, and now that Keith has jinxed that, next time we talk to you, we'll have a foot of snow on the ground and wondering how the hell we're going to move it all.
That's
Tim,
true.
Great stuff as always. Enjoy your week off, and we will get caught up with you next
Thanks.
Tuesday.
We'll talk to you on the 27th.
All right, sounds good. Tim Mayer, City Councilman.